All right, scientists have been warning for years that the H5N1, which is a strain of the bird flu, has the potential to rapidly kill vast numbers of people across the globe. However, the good news, if you want to call it that, is that H5N1 is not easily spread among mammals. But more than a decade ago, scientists in the U.S. and the Netherlands were conducting what's called a gain of function research on this particular strain of the bird flu in order to create a version that could spread easily among mammals. However, thankfully, this strand of the bird flu has been off the radar for quite a long time. However, roughly about 12 months ago, a massive outbreak suddenly erupted among birds all across the globe and has been wiping out everything in numbers that we've never seen before. That's what we're going to cover on tonight's broadcast.
Of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, guys? I just want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. Again, if it's your first time joining us, let us know in the comment section below that you are new, where you guys are joining us from. And again, be sure to, if you've not yet downloaded our free app, do it today. This is how you're going to be able to keep up with our ministry. Every update like this, every title, every podcast, every headline, everything is going to be right there when you download our free app and hit yes to push notifications. Again, it's available on Apple and Android stores for you and for your convenience to follow our ministry. So guys, we're going to cover a lot of stuff today, dealing with this particular topic about this H5N1. As I spoke about on the opening of this program, this has kind of been off the radar. This particular deadly strain of this has been off the radar, but something happened about a year ago that has scientists and experts concerned. And I want to show you a video.
Bird flu has been killing birds for decades. Strains of the virus have been detected in birds since 1996, with serious outbreaks in 2004 and 5. But the current outbreak is the worst avian flu in U.S. history. It began in February of 2022 when the U.S. Department of Agriculture detected the strain on a Midwest poultry farm.
A finding of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a commercial turkey flock in Indiana.
Wild migratory waterfowl are known to carry high-path avian influenza.
Commercial farms were now vulnerable, the USDA said.
We advise all backyard and poultry producers to practice standard biosecurity and enhanced biosecurity right now with the knowledge that we do have virus circulating.
Since then, the USDA says almost 59 million birds in the U.S. have either died from bird flu or been slaughtered in an effort to stop the spread. One measure...
59 million. That's insane. All right, let's go on.
To prevent infection has been to keep poultry indoors, a practice used at Cabello Orchard and Gardens in Kuna, Idaho. The disease has killed millions of egg-laying hens on chicken farms across the country, helping send the price for eggs sky high.
We get 5 to 6 cases a week, 30 dozen in a case. It's $180. It got as high as $190.
Usually...
So, if you want to know, one of the things that has driven up egg prices... There you go.
Each case is $60.
Right now, it's hurting us.
But the bigger danger is if the disease spreads between people.
So- and this is the part that I want to focus on today. Not so much the inflation aspect of egg prices and so on and so forth, but again, the spread to humans, the threat to this, and their concern over this. I'll give a little more commentary on this. Let's continue to watch this video as we're going to give you a little bit of a backdrop of what we're discussing today.
Scientists have detected the virus in at least 30 species. So far, the World Health Organization has documented 240 people worldwide who have contracted the bird flu. More than half have died. In previous outbreaks, pigs have served as a bridge from animals to humans, mixing bird flu with strains more infectious to people.
The good news with the current H5 strain is it's all over the place, and we haven't seen human-to-human infection. We need to continue our surveillance and be on high alert.
Scientists are working to develop a vaccine for humans.
what we've done in our lab is we've made a single monovalent HA mRNA vaccine completely.
Of course they are, right?
They match to that strain circulating. Mm-hmm. Gives great antibody responses in mice. We're now working with a group in St. Jude to test that vaccine in ferrets.
But Scott Hensley with the Penn Institute for Immunology and other experts say the world would be severely challenged if bird flu started spreading between humans like COVID. One issue is mass production of a vaccine. It could depend on chickens to lay eggs, and those chickens would be at risk of bird flu.
But our world is not ready for another pandemic.
An alarming prospect in a world that has lost almost 7 million people to a different viral disease.
Okay, so we know now that, again, we are currently seeing one of the worst outbreaks in history taking place among birds, wiping them out. But now it's spreading outside of birds and it's affecting other animals. For example, here's a report from the Telegram. Here's the headline, alarm as bird flu found to efficiently spread between ferrets. Ferrets are used by scientists to understand how flu bugs could impact humans and say the findings are worrying. I'm going to read a little bit of this right here. The bird flu virus that is killing millions of animals around the world has been found to efficiently spread between ferrets in a laboratory, raising concerns about the potential for the virus to jump to humans. In a new preprint, scientists in Canada demonstrated that H5N1 samples taken from a red-tailed hawk spread efficiently between ferrets. The main animal, again, they're calling this the main animal model used by scientists in experiments to analyze how respiratory viruses may impact people. According to the report, it's the first study to clearly confirm that the virus can spread from mammal to mammal, although recent deaths of many animals, including sea lions, have previously suggested this. Analysts of an outbreak at a mink farm in Spain and in seals in New England have also pointed towards spread to mammals. But the results from Canada suggest that some strains of H5N1 with certain adaptations that allow for a higher degree of replication, pathogenicity, and transmission may be spreading. I want to read a little bit more down. We're going to scroll down here. Look at this. The risk for humans is increasing in the sense that there is a lot of virus in poultry and wild birds. This is according to a member of the UK government's a modeling group for bird flu. The virus can change at any time, and therefore the risk is higher when there's more in the environment. That doesn't mean a human epidemic is imminent, but no one has control of the virus. Now, again, why am I talking about this? Have you ever got this like gut feeling that you almost have this, we're believers here. So I don't know. I'm not saying it's the Holy Spirit or maybe it's my own, premonition or whatever you want to call it. That there is just this feeling that when you read these articles like I do every day, you do research every day, you watch news outlets and news media and headlines and this and that, you start gathering information together and you start forming what appears to be what we can almost call predictions. I didn't say prophecy. We're not prophesying anything here. I'm not saying this is a thus saith the Lord. I just want to make that out there. I want to make that clear. But what I am saying is that if you're paying attention, you can almost feel that we are on the precipice of another pandemic in the making, something larger than what we saw the last time is right around the corner. And for example, this is not far-fetched. Let me show you one author that is pretty much saying what I'm telling you right now. Listen, check this out.
Some people saying, well, this is a once in a 100-year event. It is absolutely not. It is part of a pattern of emerging viruses.
A pattern of emerging viruses. Pay real close attention to the verbiage in this.
It's coming out of the world's ecosystems and finding their way into the human species and then, as we now see, can do incredible damage. And there will be more in the future. There are going to be further pandemics. We don't know when.
There will be more in the future. We don't know when.
We don't know what it will be. Maybe another coronavirus, maybe something else. But what we do know, or what we can see, is that the human species packed together in these enormous super cities, cities with populations of 20 million or more, and New York, greater New York, is an example of that. It's got a population of about 20 million. So you take, you know, the population of Texas, most of it, you pack it into one city. And what you have is a kind of a petri dish or a breeding ground for a huge outbreak. And I think the major thing that we're taking away from this pandemic is that pandemic and public health are now a matter of national security.
That's an interesting term he used there. It's now a matter of national security. So again, the reason why I wanted to come on here today and discuss this is not a long update today, but I wanted to discuss this because I want us to be aware that our Bible talks about this in the last days. For example, the word pestilences is found in the New Testament, is translated from a Greek word referring to contagious diseases or plagues that can cause widespread illness and even death. This was referenced in Matthew 24:7 and Luke 21:11. Both of these passages are referring to the time of the end. What will be the signs of your coming, the signs of the end time? And Jesus used the word pestilences, plural tense, not just one, but plural tense. Then we go to the book of Revelation. And Revelation 6:8 talks about a pale horse rider that will come on the scene. He will follow from the other horse riders, the horses and horse riders. You have these four horsemen and the riders that will come, and these are spirits being unleashed in the world during the tribulation. And each one of these represents certain things. You've got the red horse of war. You've got the black horse of famine and poverty. And, we could call it, inflation, recession, economic collapse. You've got this, the first rider right out the gate is the a white horse rider, which is, by the way, is not Jesus Christ. It's not the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's the rider has a bow with no arrows. He comes with a diplomacy of peace. This is the Antichrist. And these other horses follow him. And one of these, in the fourth one, is this pale horse rider, and the word, and this word pale here is actually chloros in Greek, and it's green, and it alludes to some type of death that will be unleashed upon the earth. Something that I'd like to point out to you that I think is very intriguing. Again, in Revelation 6:8, it talks about this pale horse rider and what will come from it, the results of this. And when you get to the end of the passage of Revelation 6:8, it says that power will be granted to this horse and rider over a fourth of the earth that will be killed with sword, hunger, death. And here's a phrase that's very interesting to me: by the beast of the earth. Now, we can sit here and speculate on what in the world could this be, but can I throw you one angle out there just as a talking point? It's all, again, it's speculation. We see through a glass darkly. We see in part, we know in part, we prophesy in part. We can interpret this in part. No one can be dogmatic and say it's absolutely this or that. But it's interesting that beast of the earth will cause mass death in the earth. Well, here's what's interesting about that, right? That very point is this, is that there is major diseases that come from the beast of the earth. I mean, you go down a whole list here. You've got rabies, what we're talking about right now, bird flu, the avian influenza. You have Lyme disease from ticks. By the way, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Lyme disease, all that is spreading. You have the West Nile virus, malaria, all these things from mosquitoes that carry these pathogens. You have what's called bovine tuberculosis. You have Ebola. You have anthrax. You have mad cow disease. The list goes on and on. We could sit here and list all these things. But again, when you get over here to Revelation 6 verse 8, it says that there is going to be a large number of people, a large number of the population of the earth that will be killed by the beast of the field. And I'm just saying, could it be possible that these diseases, plagues, pestilences are released in the earth during the tribulation? And this would concur with what Jesus said in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. Something else that's very intriguing that you probably not heard many preachers talk about is that, did you know that in the tribulation, when the two witnesses appear in Jerusalem, that one of the things, the Bible says they will be granted power. In fact, in Revelation 11, it says that they will have the ability to cast fire down from heaven. They will be able to shut the heavens up so that no rain will fall in the days of their prophecy. They will have powers over the water to turn them into blood, like we saw in the time of Moses. But look here on your screen. They will also have and be granted the ability to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Again, plagues, pestilence, they go hand in hand in the Greek connotation of what that word means. This is very intriguing to me. So this is going to also be going on during the tribulation. Now, let me bring it back here. Let me close this segment here. This is what we need to recap. We know that, again, according to the Gospels, three of the four synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all tell you accounts of Jesus telling us in the future that one of the signs of his coming will be that there will be pestilences and plagues released upon the earth that will have the ability to wipe out masses amounts of people. We're hearing from experts, scientists, virologists, and the list goes on. Some of these people I won't name, but you can go and research, and they have their hands right in the middle of this, and they've been warning about this, but they're all warning with the general consensus that it's not a matter of if, but when something far worse comes than what we dealt with in 2019, 2020, 2021, and I guess into 2022. We know, if you just do some research, you'll discover that we've had some of these pestilences in history that has had a track record of wiping out a mass amount of people. For example, the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. Over 50 million deaths occurred from that. Then you had the 1997 Hong Kong bird flu. This was a deadly outbreak. The 2004 H7N7. You had the 2013-2014 H7N9 bird flu outbreak, the 2015 through 2017 H5N2. Now, again, these are all dealing with avian or bird flu. Now, if we went into pestilence as a whole, we could get into the bubonic plague and all these diseases as well. But today we're just focusing on, again, this alarming update, this alarming information that is going out. And most of us, let's be honest here, most of us are not paying attention to this. Most people out here have their heads buried in the sand. They've oversaturated their senses with entertainment of all sorts, whether it be social media, sports, hobbies, the list goes on. They're not paying attention to anything like this. And this is why we come on and we bring you updates like this. So again, as of now, this is not something that we need to lose sleep over. And if you're born again and you're following Christ, you don't need to lose sleep over it anyway. And I'll tell you more about that in just a second. But on a practicality here, again, scientists are warning, number one, that this is the worst that's been recorded, and it's not going away. It's only spreading more. It's intensifying more. And now again, new reports are indicating that they're now seeing more mammals they're seeing this spread from mammal to mammal, and they are greatly concerned that the transition could come soon where it will be human to human transmission. And if that happened,
other experts say the world would be severely challenged if bird flu started spreading between humans like COVID.
So that's kind of a watered down definition of what she described would happen if this went from human to human. Greatly challenged. So again, guys, we want to give you this quick update. Listen, if you've not subscribed yet, we do not have a subscription base. We don't have a newsletter, anything like that. Again, that's why we always tell you, download the free app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be notified of every headline and every podcast when it is readily available. Also, if you'd like to follow us, we are on every major social media network out there. If you look at the description of this video, whatever platform you're watching, you're going to see links there. Just click on there. You can go follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and on YouTube and on Rumble, on Instagram, Telegram. We're all over the place. So again, be sure to do that as well. And as always, guys, we want to give an opportunity. If this ministry is a source of blessing to you, it encourages you, it informs you, it equips you on a weekly basis, pray about becoming a monthly partner. You could do that two different ways. Right there on your screen, you can give electronically through the app, or you can give by the main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you wished to give by check or money order, you could do that right there in the center of your screen. You can make that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And again, that's Monroe, Georgia, and it's 30655. So guys, we hope you have a great weekend. Again, don't forget to hit that like button, that subscribe button, that share button, the push notification, bell notification, so you can be notified of every update and broadcast and podcast when it's available on YouTube and on Rumble or whatever video platform you may be watching from. I leave you with Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things taking place, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.